I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. I know there are people listening in Australia and New Zealand who like to know what it's been like over here because they're from Yorkshire originally. Well, just let me tell you, it's been the most perfect day I can ever remember. The sun has been shining all day, clear blue skies, and the temperature, would you believe, has been 24 degrees. People out on the hills, walking down by the river. It's been a fantastic day. And I'm going to carry on with some fantastic music. Two tracks from the new Christy Moore album, News of the Beverley Festival, and a small celebration of the lives of two folkies who left us just recently to go to the great session beyond. Dave Swarbrick, amongst other things, fiddler with Fairport Convention, and Larry Kearns of the Oldham Tinkers, one of the most distinctive and distinguished folk groups to emerge from the second wave of the folk revival. But I'm going to kick off with a track from a new album from a band which is new to me called Tradish. The album is called Roots and Shoots, and this particular track is called What You Do With What You Got and The Last Bus to Dublin. I'll tell you more about the band after this.
You must know someone like him. He's tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. Like an old laurel that's twisted upon itself, and nearly everything he does brings pain to someone else. It's not what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, it's how much you can share. And it's not legs, if it's only to run away. What's the use of the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? And what's the use of strength and muscle if it's only to push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, it's how much you can share. And it's not the battles you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do. Tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. It's not what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how big your share is, it's how much you can share. And it's not the battles you dreamed of, but those you really fought. It's not you've been given, it's what you do. It's
Cracking version there of the Saikhan song, What You Do With What You've Got, followed by a tune, The Last Bus to Dublin, and that comes from the band Tradish. Now, I said they were new to me. They are. They're a trio who work out of Scandinavia. They're based in Denmark, but they work all over. Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Germany, Holland, the Czech Republic. They travel everywhere. They're a busy, hard-working band, and they're also really, really successful, and I do love the noise they make. Two of the members are from Denmark, Louise Ring Vansgaard on fiddle, viola and vocals, and Brian Vertman, I think that's how you pronounce it, on Bowron percussion and vocals, and also foot percussion. Lead vocals come from John Pilkington, who's from Manchester originally. He plays guitar, bouzouki, and also does foot percussion. I think they're cracking. I'm going to play another track from that in the weeks to come. I think it really shows how much that band work in the fire and energy that goes into their studio production. It's a great little album, just called Roots and Shoots, and the band again are Tradish, T-R-A-D-I-S-H. Talking about hard-working bands, here's a track from the latest album by the Oyster Band. The album is a double CD called This House Will Stand, and it's got some absolutely fantastic songs on it, including this, their version of the beautiful traditional song I Once Loved a Lass.
Good reason why
Oyster Band there with I Once Loved a Lass from their new double CD, This House Will Stand. That's a version of The False Bride or The Ships in the Forest, and a cracking version it is too. And I've got to say that that band are fantastic, in my humble opinion. They were in Spain this year with us in Magaluf, and there was a fault on the sound system. I think I've explained this before, and they just went on stage and said, well, never mind, we're going to do an acoustic set. We're not going to sit around waiting for the sound system to be sorted. And they got up there. Luckily, the sound system was fixed by the time they started, pretty much, or certainly by the time they got into the gig. But I thought, isn't that fantastic? They didn't spit the dummy out and go home. They got up there and they did it. Good lads. Now, I've already played a track from the cracking new CD from blues man Eric Bibb. It's Eric Bibb in the North Country Fire with Danny Thompson. And the album's called The Happiest Man in the World. Played the title track a couple of weeks back. And here's another great track from a superb album. Eric Bibb with Tossin' and a Turnin'. The words to this are great.
I've been turning, tossing and turning. I've been turning, I've been turning all night long. The bank's about to take my land. Dry weather done killed my cotton. Rain since God knows when. In a land that he's forgotten, I've been turning, tossing and turning. I've been turning, tossing and turning all night long. Dust in my coffee, dust in my bed. Dust all in my dreams, dust all in my bed. I've been turning, tossing. tossing and turning. I've been turning, tossing and turning all night long.
Great bluesmen of our time. Eric Bibb and North Country Fire with Danny Thompson from the album The Happiest Man in the World. And that was, of course, Tossing and Turning. Now, Gwecha, that great young Irish band, have just been booked for Glastonbury, I heard on the Vine the other day, which is great. I'm sure it's going to do them a whole heap of good, and deservedly so, because they are a superb band. Here they are from their new album, Inspired by Chance, with a set of tunes that go under the collective name of Inspired.
Thank you.
It stopped. That last tune was written by Josephine Keegan. It's called The Cable Stitch, which I think is to do with knitting. But being a man, I wouldn't know anything about that. The one before that was called Sonny's, and the one at the very head of that set was a Tommy Peoples tune called Francis Shannon's. Great stuff. That was Goitse, spelt G-O-I-T-S-E, from the album Inspired by Chance, with a set of tunes that they just call Inspired. Now, Ray Hearn is a singer and songwriter from Rotherham in the heart of South Yorkshire. He's a singer and songwriter of massive intelligence and wit, who's been around for a fair time and made some cracking albums, and is sinfully too little known. His new album is called Umpteen, and I think it's an absolute cracker. I'm going to play you a song from it now called The Hales of Henry Street, and the sleeve notes on the album say, "This is for Private Stanley Hale of Rotherham and his thousands of slaughtered brothers." It's a song, as you might imagine, about the First World War. And he also goes on to say, "Thanks to Jude Abbott for sumptuous layers of brass here." Jude is a cracking girl, great brass player, and a great arranger too. The tune you might recognise comes from the great traditional ballad Willie of Winesbury. Here's Ray Hearn with The Hales of Henry Street.
A king and a czar and their cousin a kaiser had a falling out one day. Whose was the biggest, now we're none the wiser, but the whole world had to pay. Sky high, the blasted tree trunks fly, played ills are busted drums, children in muddy pits and craters die, howling for their mums. God's will be done with a Maxim gun and the barbed-wired baby warriors. Stay crucified, they couldn't outrun the hymns or the howitzers. And mine is a mouth as ample as any, but the melody's just too sweet for the umpteen a penny little agonies of the Hales of Henry Street. The Hales of Henry Street. Ghosts in the forward listening post a century unheard in me ideal at the heart's utmost. I'm desperate for a word, a word for the sons who will no longer climb up and out or back or through beyond the slime one final time for this last talking to. And mine is a mouth as mealy as many, never careful and discreet as those who promised milk and honey to the Hales of Henry Street. That's a cue for a ditty, sings long dead of Donny, the rats about his feet, a rag and bone, tongued harmony. Wasn't he the fighter against tyranny? the cream of the elite, who never caught the irony or rumbled the deceit. And some see a glorious victory, others all around defeat, and only a mucky bit of Picardy for the hails of Henry Street. The hails of Henry Street. And one day the likes of you and me will be in the driving seat, and war a thing of history like the hails of Henry Street. For life should be more than the scramble for money and this or that receipt, and who might be top cock in the colony, for history can repeat. It can and does repeat the joy and pride of the company with the hails of Henry Street.
The Hails of Henry Street from Ray Hearn's new album, Umpteen. And I was just looking at the sleeve notes while I was listening to that, and as well as Jude Abbott, who, of course, many of you will know was originally in that great band Chumbawamba. Also on the album with Ray is Kieran Alger and Greg Russell, Kieran Boyle, Neil Ferguson, Emily Hearn, Rebecca Hearn, and Belinda O'Hooley, and the No Masters Choir, because it is on the No Masters label. Great album, and I will play you another track from that in the weeks to come. Now, a new album came from Dublin the other day from Christy Moore, who sent me a copy of his new album, Lily. I've had it in the car ever since, been listening to it over and over again, and like the best of all of Christy's albums, it's got some absolutely stunning songs on it, including this one I'm going to play you now. The Legend in a T-Shirt is back again with a really stripped back close up album with very sparse but spot on arrangements, and this song is called The Ballad of Patrick Murphy. It's about a County Cork fisherman murdered by a gang of bailiffs. Here's Christy.
They lived beside the river at the turning of the tide, and they lived beside the river, by the river they lived and they died. Patrick Murphy was a fisherman in the town of Passage West. For his wife and seven children, he tended to his nets. In the year 1911, one moonlit night in May, with three companions, Patrick rowed across to French's Bay. They were fishing for a living, like their fathers done before, dreaming of the salmon all along the Mukon shore. They lived beside the river at the turning of the tide. They lived beside the river, by the river they lived and they died. till the bailiff's boat came down the lee, the dreaded Morricone. They came down from Blackrock Castle with their revolvers drawn. And the Morricone were gangsters in the service of the crown. And they murdered Patrick Murphy as he fished on the Mokon. They lived beside the river at the turning of the tide. They lived beside the river, by the river they lived and they died. In the year 2011, we gathered on the green to remember Patrick Murphy in beautiful Tureen. For the people there remember that justice was not done for the killing of Pat Murphy by a bullet from the bailiff's gun. By a bullet from the bailiff's gun. They lived beside the river at the turning of the tide. They lived beside the river, by the river they lived and they died.
Song written by that great singer-songwriter John Spillane, and a beautiful version there of the Ballad of Patrick Murphy from Christy Moore's new album, Lily. And I will play another track from Christy's album later on in the show. Now, next weekend, I'm going to get Molly out of the garage, my old VW campervan, load her up with food and banjos and perhaps even a bottle of wine, and head out to Beverley Folk Festival, one of the greatest folk festivals in these islands. And I'll be there for the whole weekend. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing a load of old mates over there. I'm going to play you two tracks now from people who are headlining Beverley Folk Festival, Kate Rusby and the Church Fitters. Church Fitters got to be one of my favourite bands ever. Consummate artists, great musicians, but they also know how to put on a damn good show. In a few moments, you'll hear them with a track from their album Amongst the Green called The Turning of the Tide. But first of all, from her album Little Lights, here's the great Kate Rusby, the Dame Nellie Melba of Barnsley, with I Courted a Sailor.
A sailor for 6 months and many. I courted a sailor, now he's far from me. I courted a sailor for 6 months and many. I courted a sailor, now he's far from me. On a fine summer's evening, he said his heart was grieving. A fine summer's evening, these words he said to me. Oh, I'm bound for the waves, dearest Annie. Bound for the waves on the sea. Oh, I'm bound for the waves, dearest Annie. Bound for the waves, the captain calls me. My heart has been yours now for 6 months and many. My heart has been yours now, will always remain. My heart has been yours now for 6 months and many. My heart has been yours now, will always remain. Oh, take with you my ring, and my heart you'll always bring. Take with you my ring till you sail away to sea. Oh, I'm bound for the waves, dearest Annie. Bound for the waves on the sea. Oh, I'm bound. Thank you. my sailor till he returns to me. I'll wait for my sailor for 6 months and many. I'll wait for my sailor till he returns to me. I'll wait for you, my dear, for time love does not fear. I'll wait for you, my dear, till you come home from the sea. Oh, I'm bound for the waves, the waves, dear, of sunny. Bound for the waves, the waves of the sea. Oh, I'm bound for the waves, dear, of sunny. Bound for the waves, the captain calls me. I've married my sailor for 6 months and many. I've married my sailor, now he's safe with me. I've married my sailor for 6 months and many. Oh, I've married my sailor, no more he'll say to me.
Let's run.
Church Fitters there from their album Amongst the Green with The Turning of the Tide. If you've never seen that band, they are amazing. A lot of the instruments they play are made by themselves from scrapyard material. You'll find one of the lads playing a bass made from the hubcaps of a huge lorry, a Scammel lorry or something like that. Brilliant stuff. They are really a wonderful band to see live as well as here on disc. Before Church Fitters, you heard Kate Rusby with I Courted a Sailor from her album Little Lights. And like I said, both of those acts are going to be appearing at Beverley Folk Festival next weekend. Now, what do I say about Dave Swarbrick? Sadly, the lad has left us. And 20 years after his death was actually written up in the Daily Telegraph, as he said at the time, because, of course, the Daily Telegraph had got it completely wrong when they reported that he died in Coventry. And as Dave said, and I quote, "It's not the first time that I've died in Coventry." Well, we thought the little bugger would last forever, but sadly he left us a couple of days ago. I'm not going to say too much about him, because there are some very, very good obits in the papers, particularly in The Guardian and The Telegraph, so you can read up for yourselves about the great man. I first met him when he was playing with the Ian Campbell Folk Group, and I opened for them at the Manchester Sports Guild, and I was amazed at his fiddle playing. He was a fiddle player of amazing virtuosity. He was, I think, one of the greatest English fiddle players of all time. He soaked up all kinds of influences, and they came out in his playing. A few years later, I worked on the same bill as him and Martin Carthy, when they were working together as a duo. I remember seeing them at Club Memphis in Leeds, and watching in amazement as two of the greatest young stars of an incredibly vibrant folk scene, as it was in the early 70s, and they took the place apart. He then went on to work, as many of you will know, with Fairport Convention, and with them made some of the seminal albums of all time, including Liege and Leaf, which was, in fact, voted, when I was working at the BBC, was voted as the greatest folk album ever. Well, I'm going to play a couple of tracks now and then one later in the show. The couple of tracks I'm going to play you now are Sauvé from his work with Martin Carthy, and then that great medley, The Lark in the Morning, Rakish Paddy, The Fox Hunter's Jig, and Toss the Feathers from the aforementioned Fairport album, Liege and Leaf. But first of all, an unbeatable version of that great song, Sauvé, the female highwayman, Martin Carthy and the fiddle of Dave Swarbrick.
Sauvé, all on a day, she dressed herself in man's array, with a sword and a pistol all by her side, to meet her true love, to meet her true love away did ride. As she was riding over the plain, she met her true love and bid him stand. Your gold and silver, kind sir, she said, or else this moment, or else this moment shall I by land. And when she brought him of his store, she says, kind sir, there is one thing more. Egg on and bring, which I know you have. Deliver it, your sweet life to save. Oh, that golden ring a token is, my life for lose, the ring I'll save. Being tender-hearted just like a dove, she rode away from her true love. Next morning in the garden green, just like true love, yes, they were seen. Oh,
Tommy's finest watch hanging by a clothes. It made him blush like any rose. Oh, what makes you blush at so silly a thing? I thought to have at your golden ring. It was I that brought you all on the plane. So here's your watch, here's your watch and your gold again. I did intend, and it was to know if that you were me true love or no. But if you'd have given me that ring, she said, I'd have pulled the trigger, I'd have pulled the trigger and shot you dead.
Airport Convention there with a medley, The Lark in the Morning, Rakish Paddy, The Fox Hunter's Jig and Toss the Feathers. That's from Liege and Leaf, the deluxe edition. And before that, you heard Martin Carthy with The Fiddle of Dave Swarbrick from the album Life and Limb and the classic version, if ever there was one, of that great song, Sauvée, the female Irishman. And like I said, I'm going to be playing another track from Dave later on in the show. In fact, I think I'll probably finish the show with a track from Dave. Now, a new EP came in this week from Ma Poldain's Great Decline, that fantastic duo, which I suppose you could call them a fusion duo, a fusion of folk, blues, jazz. They're really hard to define, but I do like the stuff that they play. Their new EP is called Small Town Talk, and from it this is a track called Harvey. I think it's great, but more importantly, let's see what you think. That lass is a fair blues harp player as well as being a great singer, described as like a young Billie Holiday gate-crashing a Tom Waits Swordfish Trombones recording session by somebody in the media. Blues and roots duo Ma Poldain's Great Decline there from their new EP Small Town Talk with a song called Harvey. And if you want any information on Ma Poldain's Great Decline or any of the other artists you've heard on this show, then go to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through there to all the artists. There's also a gallery of photographs, there's a guest book you can sign, and there's loads of stuff there. It's a sort of portal, as I say, into the world of folk. Now it's time for another track from Christy Moore's new album, Lily. This one is called Oblivious. It's got an amazingly powerful set of lyrics. And I saw Christy performing this on the Tubridy show recently on RTE. And it was obvious from the shots you could see of the men in suits that they didn't quite like what Christy was singing about, or the way he was singing it, because this man can never sing with anything other than the utmost integrity. These words are very, very special.
What will it take to make us angry? Where is the line that can't be crossed? We've been sold out, taken in, yet blindly we'll do it all again. Fuel the gravy train like we're oblivious, like we're oblivious. They give all we treasure away for half nothing. They've banished our children to labor on rich foreign shores. Prey on the weak, bow to the ones who have plenty. We follow them blindly again, as we did before. We stick with the tribe and we stand by our man, whipped into line by a great master plan. Stuck in the spiral, still fighting an old civil war. The men and the women of 1916 risked their lives for a national dream. 100 years later, and what was it all for? Hear their voices resounding, calling to me and to you. All that they dreamt of and died for has been squandered by scoundrels and fools. And this is the best we can do. What will it take to make us angry? Where is the spark to light our flame? We've been sold out, taken in, yet blindly we'll do it all again. We'll fuel the gravy train, oblivious, just like we're oblivious. What will it take to make us angry?
What indeed? What will it take to make us angry? Who knows? Christy says in the sleeve notes, I first sang this song in Ballinar County, Mayo, where it received a mixed reception. A true modern-day bard, Mick Blake writes and sings in the manner of the old ballad singers who sang their songs, sold their ballad sheets, carrying news and alternative perspectives from town to town. A great song. I've not heard of Mick Blake before, but certainly that is one of the most powerful songs looking at a nation ever. Oblivious is the song, and the album is Lily. Christy Moore, on top form yet again. Now, I've played tracks from Rachel Newton's new album in the last few weeks, and also from a previous album called The Shadow Side. I'm going to play another track from The Shadow Side now, because I think it's just a terrific song. It's her version of the great Hank Williams song, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, but it's a very, very different and very special version, and I love it.
Can you hear the lonesome word? he sucks too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves began to die? That means he's lost the will to live, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of the falling star lights up the purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Rachel Newton with a cracking version of the Hank Williams song I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, and that's from the album The Shadow Side. Now, I first came across Arnie Neyman when he was playing with the Albemarle Ramblers, that great old-timey band, and I was stunned by the man's banjo playing. He's one of my favourite old-timey banjo players ever, and he's got a new album just out called My Lucky Stars. It's mostly his own compositions, played beautifully on the five-string banjo. I could have picked any track for you to listen to at random because they're all wonderful. This one is particularly wonderful. It's called Catch of the Day. Thank you. wide and lonesome sounds of the Appalachian Mountains there. Old-timey music at its very best. Catch of the day from Arnie Neyman's new album, My Lucky Stars. Now, Larry Cairns was one of the founder members of that great Northwest trio, the Oldham Tinkers. Larry played mandolin and tin whistle and sang. His brother Jerry played guitar and sang, and they were completed by John Howarth, who played banjo and sang many of the lead parts. The three of them were unabashedly from Lancashire. They celebrated their native county, but didn't do it in any mawkish or stupid way. They sang with great integrity and great realism, as well as great humour. They made many, many albums and were personal favourites of such people as Andy Kershaw and myself. I thought they were absolutely terrific. But like I say, Larry sadly left us a few days ago. So to celebrate his life and his work with the Tinkers, I'm going to play what is probably their best-known song, A Mon Like Thee, a song of friendship and of charity and of deep Lancashire. Here's the Oldham Tinkers.
Chap lives down our street in a cosy cottage green house, and on a Sunday morning when it's fine, I often goes and sits with him to have a smoke and chat, because he is a dear friend of mine. And when it's getting dinner time and dinner's ready then, I think it must be time for me to go. But he goes and hangs me at up just behind the out front door, and then to my surprise I hear him say, "He, I'm always glad to see a mon like me. That's as welcome, lad, as welcome as can be. What's the cheer up to table? Stop as long as thou art able, for I'm always glad to see a mon like me." One day when I were sat with him, there came a loud rat-tat. There came a loud rat-tat on the axe front door. Here is o'er to open it, and there to his surprise, an hungry, tattered beggar stood outside. He asked Jack for a crust of bread. Jack looked him through and through, and then said, "Bless the hour, lad, come inside." And he went and hung his hat up just behind the out front door, and to the tramp's surprise he heard Jack say, "He, I'm always glad to see a mon like thee. That's as welcome, lad, as welcome as can be. Fetch the cheer up to table, stop as long as thou art able, for I'm always glad to see a mon like thee." Now that beggar did not eat a bit, but down his pale face streaming, the tears came flowing like a shower of rain. He cried, "Jack, dost na know me? Dost na know the long lost brother? These 50 years away, now back again. I've only put these clothes on just me lad to try me, for I'm not poor but rich as any Jew. And that welcome to it all, lad, the wife and children too, and that's because me lad I've found thee true." Hey, I'm always glad to see a mon like thee. That's as welcome, lad, as welcome as can be. Fetch the cheer up to table, stop as long as thou art able, for I'm always glad to see a man like thee.
The Oldham Tinkers there with Larry Kearns on backing vocals and on mandolin with A Mon Like Thee. That's from the album Best at Bunch. Like I said, Best at Bunch. And I'll tell you what, with the people we're losing this year, it's going to be some kind of a Cayley band up there by the time the year's done. I'm going to finish this show with another track from Dave Swarbrick. In this case, it comes from an album called Heart of England, Volume 2, and is accompanied by Kevin Dempsey, one of our best guitarists. And I'm playing this because it's a beautiful lament, a slow air, a recollection, a thoughtful piece, and it also is a piece about love, because Dave Swarbrick really grew to love Australia when he was living over there. He loved the people and the places very deeply. This is My Heart's Tonight in New South Wales. My Heart's Tonight in New South Wales, Dave Swarbrick and Kevin Dempsey, from the album Heart of England, Volume 2, Disc 1. And not being from Australia, I wouldn't know whether that was a kookaburra or a platypus that was singing at the end of that. And I'm sure that Dave put that in simply for a bit of mischief. What a lad. The world is a poorer place for those two guys going, Larry Kearns and Dave Swarbrick. But what can we do other than celebrate their lives? Because they gave us so much. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith and mind how you go, because it's a weird old place out there, and I'm not sure if it isn't getting even more weird as the days go by. Ta-ra.